Josh, tell me about your own music, please. How did you first realize, before the Springsteen experience, that you wanted to be a musician?
I come from a music family. My mom's a singer. Her father was a singer. They sang all over the world together with her siblings. So I get some of that from them. I was actually singing with them when I was young. My dad's a tap dancer. He danced off Broadway for a long time. I got rhythm from him. Started playing the drums when I was very young. And all the music instruments came natural to me.
And growing up in Freehold, New Jersey, what was that like for you, Springsteen's hometown?
Well, it was a very small town. Everyone knew everyone. It was kind of like the place they make movies about now, about, you know, the small town people try to get away to live, you know. We didn't realize it then. Everybody there wanted to get out. Now they all want to get back.
It's so funny how that cycle happens. How did you first become aware of Bruce Springsteen?
I used to see him before I knew who he was. My dad had a little shop in the same center as a place called the Hullabaloo in Freehold. And all these bands used to play there and kids used to go dance. And I sneak my head in and watch these bands play every once in a while. And I think it was even way before it was Bruce Springsteen's band. I think it was a Steel Mill who played in there. I just remember that sound. I got hooked immediately. And, you know, later on when I heard him, the voice, I remember the voice, you know, the singing voice. And I knew that was the guy I saw earlier. I was too young to really know him. Then I, you know, long hair. I didn't really put the two and two together, you know. It was very, very interesting, and I became a fan immediately, especially Born to Run when I came out when we were in high school. We just, you know, everybody had to know the lyrics of that album, or you couldn't go anywhere, you couldn't talk to anybody, you couldn't be at a party without knowing that.
That was a great album. From there, being a total Springsteen fan, having seen him in Steel Mill, how did you first come to create the Springsteen experience?
I was kind of pushed into it. I came out to California to get away from people saying I sound like Bruce Springsteen. So I stayed away from, you know, that. It's like being another band playing in Liverpool sounding just like the Beatles. It doesn't work that well. So there weren't any tribute bands at that time. It wasn't a thing to do. So I came out here and tried to make my own music, recorded many songs, and played with a lot of different musicians. But then just only a few years ago, someone said, you should do Springsteen. You look just like Bruce Springsteen. And it was a funny thing you say that, because I'm from Freehold, you know, from the story. But what I used to do out here was sit in my car. If things were going rough, I'd sit in my car, put on some old Bruce, and I'd listen to it. It would take me back home. I miss New Jersey very much. It would take me back home, and I'd escape for a while when things weren't going so well. And then I thought, you know, what if I did play this, like this guy suggested? Maybe I'd play this music. I'll always be there. I don't have to go escape to it, you know. But I didn't want to dig into the music. I wanted it to be that special thing that I had in my life, that sound, that feeling. I didn't want to dissect it and try to, you know, find out every single part and then play it musically. I was scared of that, of finding things out, you know. I wanted it to be that special thing. But as I got into it, as I dug into it, it got even better and more special. And now I can play it anytime I want with the band. I'm back in New Jersey in my head, you know, anywhere we are.
So in the middle of the Orange County Fair, you're in Freehold.
Yeah, exactly. You look out there and you see the lights, you see the Ferris wheel, you see the carnival thing, and I feel like I'm right in the middle of Wild Billy's Circus Story. Or on the boardwalk with Sandy, you know.
What do you remember very best? Once you had made that decision, what was that like going up on stage and now you have to convince people you're Springsteen?
Well, first of all, it was the hardest project I've ever done musically or in any field, because I wasn't a guitar player. I'm a drummer. I had to learn how to play the guitar. I wanted to make this believable. I did the research and I saw the other Bruce Springsteen tribute bands, and there's about a handful out there doing it, but there's only a couple of us who actually pull it off in the world, not just around here. I mean, there's a bunch of Beatles tribute bands. There's a bunch of Rolling Stones tribute bands and U2 tribute bands and Bon Jovi tribute bands. But to do Springsteen, you know, not a lot of guys will take it on because there's a fine line there. It could end up looking like a clown show, which I wasn't going to do. So I thought to myself, if I'm going to do this, this is going to be exactly like Bruce, or I'm not going to do it. There's no attempting this. You either do this kind of thing or you don't. So I didn't want to attempt it. So once I made the decision to do it, my family gave me that look, and they said, oh, no, here he goes. And I went forward, and I did it. Another hard thing is trying to get the lookalikes in a band. And to get a lookalike to play the way you want them to play is not always an easy thing to do. Some guys can't give up themselves to play like the other person or to act like another person. So it's really hard to get that going. But I worked that out pretty good and taught the guys, you know, the whole history of why we're doing this. And I was lucky to get a couple of people from New Jersey, so it helped and made it go smoother.